This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Bill Belichick doing?
Well, this is a very slippery subject for me because Bill's one of my really good friends. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, he's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns. I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope. He's the greatest football coach ever for him and Nick Saban, for college Nick Saban, for Bill, the NFL. Yeah, from what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good, but I am concerned from what I'm hearing. Yeah, it's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
Charles Barkley on Dan Patrick. We played that for you a couple of times here today on Jones and Keefe. Concerned for his pal, Bill Belichick, going back to their days in Cleveland. That's how far their friendship goes back. The concerns are much more recent.
Yes.
I'd say the last week or so.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
You were playing for me in the last break, Keith. We had the Kimmel stuff the other night.
John Mulaney's show was getting after him a little bit. So Richard Kind, yeah, you know Richard Kind is actor. He's in like a lot of stuff.
Yeah. What is he on Curb? He's like Larry's cousin?
Yeah, I forget. But he is on Curb.
He's on Curb, yeah.
And so anyway, Mulaney has like a live Netflix show. And so Richard Kind is like Ed McMahon, kind of. And so that he had like a sweatshirt with a hole in it and whatever, and then Mulaney's like, yeah, and he now has somebody. They changed the name. It was like
Houston
Gretchen or something like that. Yeah. She's like, she's here now, and then she was like objecting to everything and being like, I need final approval on everything. And Mulaney's like, well, this is a live show. She's like, not anymore. All his stuff is now on tape delay. And then Richard Kind has a joke where he's basically like, yeah, I mean, you know, who wouldn't give up all their friends and like ruin their legacy to be with somebody like this? So you could sit and watch her scroll.
Watch her scroll. That's a great description of what they must do. He sits there and watches her scroll.
Rip through Instagram. Like, he falls asleep. Because there are those like there. Remember, this is like going back a couple months ago. There was like the scene of them together. Mm-hmm. There was like one in the airport. There's one sitting next to each other. Everybody had the exact same reaction. Like, what on earth?
I'm telling you. People said this for a while. Oh, Bill's living his best life, Bill's.
I never thought
I was like,
that.
I bet Bill's tired. I bet Bill is so tired being a socialite around town and riding bikes with her wherever she wants to go on Nantucket. I bet he's 73. I bet he's exhausted. He's just tired. And so Bill.
He's now getting the TMZ treatment, like leaving dinner.
Yeah.
Like, when did that ever happen?
Yeah, paparazzi.
That ever happened?
Paparazzi outside the restaurant after he does the CBS Sunday morning. So we've read you his statements a couple of different times. You can check those out. We reacted to Drake May earlier today. You can hear that live on the Odyssey app, or hear what we did earlier, I should say, on the Odyssey app. Just get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. AUDACY. You can listen to our reaction on Drake May, hoping, wishing, praying that someday Joe Milton will be lucky enough to be a backup somewhere.
Fingers crossed.
And get his opportunity to do that in Dallas. We also, earlier today, Keith, before we were rudely interrupted by Drake May and his press conference, we also decided to go on the clock, as we do on Thursdays, give you a 60-second plan. And today's plan is, if Bill needs out of this relationship, wants advice on how to get out of this relationship.
If he needs out?
Well, no, if he wants to.
Because this is sort of a next level.
I would give him said advice, but maybe he doesn't want that.
He probably doesn't.
His friends may want that. Charles Barkley may want that for him.
Ted Johnson the other day said that North Carolina should fire him.
Mm-hmm.
We're suggesting maybe Bill just moves on from Jordan, and then that way he can get back to, you know, football being the number one priority, which is something that he always preached for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Do your job.
Do your job.
Do your job.
Is Bill doing that?
Jordan seems to be doing a lot of jobs.
And if he wants to keep his job, maybe the way to do that would be separate from Jordan.
Perhaps.
So we had 60-second plans earlier. Keith went first last time. We can play my 60-second plan for Bill to break up with Jordan. Here's how we do it. All right, here's how Bill Belichick should break up with Jordan Hudson in just 60 seconds. You want to start small, dress poorly, which should be easy for Bill. A lot of ratty sweatshirts with holes in them, preferably from Navy. She's going to get sick of that real quick. Be gross. Burps. Farts. Old man smell. She's not going to like that. Act your age. Take some naps. Sedentary lifestyle. Don't go anywhere. More naps. You point out her flaws. Crazy eyes over here. She's got an expensive, extravagant lifestyle over there. Oh, and she's generally ruining the lives of your kids and your grandkids. But if all else fails, you start going a little bigger, but you got to be careful because, as Keith says, she just might be a succubus. So you tell her you're going somewhere nice. You get all gussied up. Tell your friends it's a night on the town. Make sure there are a lot of witnesses. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, even tell her to go live. Film the whole thing on Instagram. Make sure people are watching. Then you break the news. Boom. Sorry, we're breaking up. You pray. And if all else fails, call your guy Trump. Get her deployed. Going political there at the end is what we're doing.
Really?
third rail is what that is.
It is. It's a powerful friend of his, though.
It's a powerful friend. Just get her out of the country.
I've not considered it.
All else fails and you want to get out of the relationship.
I've not considered it.
Just call your guy.
Uh-huh.
What was Keith's plan?
All right, Bill Belichick, here's how you should break up with Jordan in just 60 seconds. Now, you're in pretty deep right now, so there's going to be a lot that you need to do. One, take her to a very public place where there are a lot of witnesses. You're going to need a lot of people around when you break this news to her. You also need to, whatever you've already given her, she can keep it. She can keep all that stuff. You also need to go on the internet, find a list of people who have more money than you and men who are older than you. She very much has the type. If you convince her that you're not the oldest guy on the block, you're not the richest guy on the block, she may move on. And if that doesn't work, you reach out to Jeff Bezos. And you say, hey, Jeff, do you have another one of these Blue Origin all-woman flights that are going to go to outer space? And maybe you have one that won't return back to Earth. I know that's drastic, but this girl knows what she's doing. Jordan's a succubus. So if you can't get her the Blue Origin, you might just have to settle for $350. Give her $350. That might be enough for her to leave you alone. You can go back to just coaching football, talking about defenses and X's and O's and long snappers. So best of luck to you, Bill.
Send her to outer space. She's orbiting the Earth. I mean, she's having a good time.
I think
there.
That would appeal to her, though. Like, listen, like, it works so well for Katy Perry. People like love that the approval rating now on Katy Perry through the roof.
She's got a lot
of attention. Gale.
Katy Perry and Gale.
Bezos is very
wife.
Popular.
Yeah,
they're all excited about
it. Yeah, so that's
you
can
be a part
it.
Of this. We need a Blue Origin 2.0.
No, it seems to me that she's very much concerned about moving women forward.
Yes.
I think that's very important to her, as you can tell with her actions.
Yeah.
I think she cares about moving women forward. And so that would be a way to do it. Go to outer space.
Something to think about.
One giant step for women everywhere.
I would agree.
And a small step for Bill.
I would agree.
And moving forward with his life.
She's been pretty quiet, though, Jordan, since...
Oh, since yesterday?
Yeah.
since she posted about it on Instagram 2 days ago?
Yeah
good. Yeah. Okay, we told you about the statements earlier. Do you think we get... I want to get to her real estate holdings in a moment. Do you think we get the full tape from CBS?
I don't, unfortunately. Obviously, I would love to see it. I think everybody would love to see it. I think it already be out by now. Maybe they just feel like that'd be beneath them.
Well, I'm not saying... I don't think CBS will release it. Maybe I asked that poorly.
Hmm.
Do you think they leak it anyway? They leak it to TMZ, and now TMZ has the full thing.
Well, they're
and now that
definitely
gets out.
Efforting. Because, like, the problem is, it's like a... He said, she said in a certain way. We saw enough of the interview, though. But I guess where they could get lost in the thing, and there might not be proof of it, is some of these conversations. Like, was everything in writing about what was going to be... allowed to be asked during this thing?
Well, Bill said he wrote his publisher.
All right, so
they said they wrote the publisher.
So unless Jordan releases those emails, which I guess is not out of the realm of possibility, she already released one email, then maybe we'll see it. I just feel like by now and all the talk that it's gotten, I feel like we would have already seen the extended cut.
I hope some of it. I don't know that we're going to get the full 35 minutes or whatever Bill said, but I hope some of it leaks.
But I would like to see how many times she interrupted. And if one of those reports was true, like, did she interrupt football questions?
That was the claim from TMZ.
But let's see that. Let's see if that part is true, because that'd be wild.
So, again, Bill wants them to stick to the book. That was his big complaint.
And her
statement.
Storming off seems to be pretty confirmed, because Steve Belichick's wife even brought that up, that she stormed off. So even if you want to be on the side of, she's actually in PR, so even though they're a couple, like, she actually works for him. And this is her job. It's like, well, your job isn't to stop the thing because your feelings are hurt.
The screen grab, too, that she put out, or the screen grab of, like, the video.
Yeah.
It looks like they're standing outside.
Yeah.
right?
Well, maybe she stormed out of there.
Well, as I'm saying, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a set, right?
Not so talking about this.
So like, but it looks like she stormed outside. I can see grass in the picture.
Yeah.
So like, I think there's evidence they walked outside of the studio.
I guess
she's getting talked down or maybe yelled at. Who knows what
so,
she has the video?
So
of. She's getting yelled at by a producer.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows? But anyway, okay. I'm rooting for it. I think some of it's going to leak out. I don't know if we get the full video, and I don't think CBS releases it.
I hope you're right.
But did they give it to someone like TMZ? I'd bet. Meanwhile, this is from the New York Post. Are there any other updates today? I guess the stuff about Amanda Belichick that you just read. I'm sorry, not Amanda Belichick. Steve's wife.
Steve's wife. I forget her name.
Not Bill's daughter. Steve's wife was complaining about her storming off and her lack of professionalism. I guess that's something that's come out today. But largely for them, it's been quiet today.
Yeah, yeah.
New York Post had this late last night. This is how they wrote it, Keith. I'm just reading verbatim.
Sure.
Bill Belichick's spry girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, she's a cheerleader, has amassed a New England real estate portfolio worth about $8 million, all within months of the fisherman's daughters meeting the 73-year-old ex-Patriots coach, according to property records. Hudson, 24, bought three multifamily homes across the Boston area in December 2023 for about $7.5 million.
All right.
Inking millions of dollars in mortgage agreements within days. Documents reviewed by Realtor.com show. Just 2 months earlier, Hudson dropped about $600K on a cottage in Harwich on the Cape, which she listed as her home address on the mortgage documents. Those hefty purchases came about 18 months after the former cheerleader and beauty pageant contestant began dating the six-time Super Bowl winning coach. So in a year and a half,
yeah,
she piled up two homes in Dorchester.
This is the definition of getting your hooks into somebody.
Two multifamily homes in Dorchester, where she's not living, I don't think.
No.
Another multifamily home in Roxbury. And the home in Harwich, okay?
Yeah,
within 18 months. The couple reportedly met February 2021 when she was 20, and their relationship was first publicly revealed June 2024. Around the time, Keith, she began showing up to cheerleading practice at Bridgewater State or wherever she was.
She's a kid.
She was driving to her practice as a cheerleader in a $75,000 Porsche.
Good get.
Real nice.
Pretty nice.
I don't know if that was in her name. I don't know if that was in Bill's
name.
Hard
to say,
really. Who knows where she got that. Yeah. But she'd roll into Bridgewater State or wherever.
Right.
Cheerleading practice in a Porsche. There's a bunch
she's
of...
She's a real entrepreneur.
Seems like.
Well, she knows what she's doing.
She's something. Yeah. Oh, no. She knows what she's doing.
She does know what she's doing.
I am with you on that. So there's a bunch of details on the homes if you want to get into it. But basically, these look like investment properties that are going to grow for her and she'll make money off of them going forward. She's listed on all these mortgages, not him.
Yeah.
So it's her money ostensibly that he gave to her.
I don't know.
Or maybe, as you said, Keith, being the COO of Belichick Productions or whatever, maybe that's a high-paying job.
It's got to be if you can get all these homes and rent them out and everything else.
Hudson was raised in Hancock, Maine, to parents who ran a fishing business that went bankrupt after the fishing grounds were closed in 2000.
It's like Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I know what you did last summer. I believe her dad was a fisherman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a fisherman. Fisher Town.
Yeah, it was.
They were all fishermen.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
A lot of fishermen going on. Fish hooks.
So. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's where
God.
Those came from. Yeah,
brutal.
Look out for those. Her mother eventually moved to Provincetown on Cape Cod, where she manages a sex toy shop and museum.
Nice.
But was this known? I didn't know this. Was this known prior to this story?
Yes.
It was.
Not about the museum, and I didn't know where it was, but I remember somebody, so they were public almost a year ago, and somebody was doing a deep dive into Jordan, and I think...
This came up then.
Yeah, something
That's
with the parents. I think the mom did own a sex shop. I think we knew that. Yeah.
And museum.
See, that I did not. That was news to me.
What's in that museum?
Well, it's only one way to find out.
It's the smell
Road trip.
What's the smell of that
get
museum?
Down there.
Sex toys.
So we... you suggested earlier maybe we could do a road show from there.
Yeah.
We got to hit the Wienerama first. We promised the Wienerama.
Employees at this sex shop fought back, even throwing sex toys at him.
Lotions and lace.
This is where the Bills fans go before they play the Patriots at Gillette.
A Santa house in front of a Sussex County sex shop.
Belichick broke up with longtime girlfriend Linda Holiday September 2023. She was 60 at the time. He and Hudson did not respond to requests for comment. Of course not.
No.
So there
first game for the North Carolina Tar Heels is September 1st, Monday Night Football, September 1st against TCU. So that's 4 months from now. Will Jordan be on the sideline during the game? Never thought about that, but will she be?
I mean, prior to all this, I would have said absolutely.
Like a billion people on college sidelines.
Is North Carolina where's the game? Did you say this?
Home. I believe.
Is North Carolina could you keep her in the press box
or
something like that?
She'll be the Taylor Swift.
They'll keep cutting to her.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
she won't be on the field, but she'll be
she'll
up
be in
the
private
yeah.
box.
That's a good call. I just think maybe she'd be stomping around like she was at the spring practice prior to all this. I imagine now North Carolina's like
she's running substitution patterns.
Yeah, Bill, can she not be on the sidelines?
North Carolina had to put out a statement.
Yeah.
through North Carolina.
How would you answer
her?
Will she be on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill even said that interview. I don't care what other people think. So all right, let's see how true that is.
Okay. I've been leery about these phone calls have not gone as planned, but I trust
okay.
I trust our guy Big Head Tony.
Yeah,
in
Big Head Tony can get us on track.
Big Head Tony, go ahead.
Well, I'm here. I'm hoping to meet Greg tonight for the first time. I've been listening to him since 1998, but I was going to ask him to tell me whether or not Keith's head is as big as everybody says, okay. The reason I called is because if he drops Jordan, there's going to be a book coming out right after. He can't drop Jordan because she's going to just do a tell-all. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, perhaps.
She knows too much. So he's alluding to the fact Greg Hill morning show tomorrow.
They got a road show
in Springfield.
Yep. Yeah. And they're out and about tonight.
That's right.
I know they're going to be watching the games.
So will it be a tell-all? Does she know too much is what he's suggesting.
Well, we talked about this earlier. Linda hasn't said anything. Why do you think that is? Maybe out of the kindness of her own heart, or maybe documents have been signed.
Right. There could be something
like that. And I don't think Jordan wants to lose out on any money.
No.
It doesn't seem like.
No.
So if documents are indeed signed, you don't have to be as worried about a tell-all book. So he's been listening to Greg since 1998. That's impressive.
That's pretty good.
Was that the year Jordan was born? I think I was right around when.
No, she wasn't alive then.
98?
She was not alive yet. She was born in 2001.
Oh, yeah. So not even. You're right. Predates. Her birth.
It's like people are saying Belichick for that interview is wearing a sweatshirt older than Jordan. It's true.
Okay, let's try another one of these. William's in the car. I can't tell if he wants to go on the clock or not. William in the car, hello?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Okay, this is a very poor phone.
It sounds like a...
He says he has an idea on how to break up with Jordan in 3 seconds.
Sounds like a robot stuck underwater. It's
probably,
work.
It's probably for the best. The phone's not working.
Yeah. That's all right. We tried it. It was worth a shot.
Look, they can't all be winners, Keith.
Nope.
Nope. Honestly, I don't know that our plans can be topped, quite frankly.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the first plan went down south.
Went real poor. It went real poor.
It really did.
It's all right.
617-779-7937. That's how you dial up. WEEI Afternoons, they come your way at 2 o'clock. I'm sure they'll have a lot of coverage of this. I will credit Ted Johnson. Initially, when Ted's like, North Carolina should fire this guy.
Everyone's like, oh, okay, Ted, okay,
what?
Ted.
And even and me, I chalked it up to a degree to sour grapes on some level. I'm like, I don't know if they should fire him. Now I would tell you that's not a crazy take. No.
This is not what they signed up for.
No.
At all.
No. Yeah. I'm starting to see where Ted was coming from on that one. So tune in at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour coming your way. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab and Bag is easy because your bag's beautiful. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab, 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 bag. Grab, 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 bag. Grab, 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 bag. Grab bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. It is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, if you give me a moment here.
Yeah.
LeBron James, your guy,
the show,
out.
The show's goat.
Bounced.
LeBron James.
You and Terps goat, mm-hmm. Not me, Nick and Billy's. 3 versus 2, uh-huh. 3 greater than 2, therefore not the show's goat.
Mm-hmm.
He is eliminated from the playoffs, losing in the first round in 5 games to the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards, my mm-hmm. goat, mm-hmm. Anthony Edwards, sending LeBron James packing. Let's take a look at LeBron James since joining the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
After he left Cleveland for a second time.
Sure.
He went back home and then ripped the heart right out of the chest of every fan in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Goes to the Lakers a second time.
Yep.
First year with the Lakers. Missed the playoffs.
That's not great.
More teams make it than miss, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Misses the playoffs.
Yeah, that's not good.
Year 2, fake title.
Okay, but hang
on. Year 3.
Hang on. I'm sorry.
Fake.
A fake title.
They, okay, but they stopped the season.
But a championship.
Sent everybody to Disney World, just literally.
Just making sure that's highlighted.
Mickey Mouse ring.
Sure.
Second, third year, out in the first round.
Got it.
Fourth year, missed the playoffs.
Not good.
Fifth year, conference finals, but swept out of the conference finals. Didn't take a game in the conference finals.
But won two rounds and got to the conference finals.
Fifth year, out in the first round. Sixth year, out in the first round. So if you're keeping track at home, that's three out in the first rounds and two missed playoffs in 7 years.
So what is the point of this? This is to knock him as...
Failure in L.A.
A failure in L.A.
Failure in L.A.
How about...
most, not a failure in
how
L.A.?
How about most... Not the shows go, but how about most people... No, he won a title. It's not a failure.
Failure in L.A.
Most
people's... All right, keep that same energy when we talk about other guys that won one title.
Most people's GOATs... Well, he won four titles.
Not with the Lakers. His time with the Lakers was a failure.
Yeah, one championship is... That's a success or his time in the Lakers. One championship in your whole career, like loser Giannis, that
A-Rod,
might not be enough.
A-Rod, so yeah, no, Giannis with the Bucks, success, right?
No.
Sure about that?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a loser.
Couple MVPs. LeBron doesn't have those.
Lakers, LeBron, loser.
No,
Lakers, LeBron equals loser.
Michael Jordan with the Wizards, just for FYI, did not make the playoffs in 2 years. He won 37 games and 37 games.
Michael Jordan with the Wizards was a failure.
He was playing baseball, too.
Yeah, Michael Jordan with the Wizards was definitely a failure.
But he owned the team.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
I'm just telling you. I mean, it's the...
So you think LeBron going to the Lakers, they're going to look back and be like, that was successful.
Yeah.
He didn't even make the playoffs every year. It only made it out of the first round twice.
I'm just telling you, if you're holding this against him, like, legacy-wise, the end of Jordan's career was way worse. That's my point.
I'm not even talking about Jordan. I'm just saying when he went to the Lakers, everyone's like, oh, my God, this is going to be he's gonna be a hero.
LeBron,
he also made the worst movie ever made.
LeBron won a title.
Space Jam 2? You ever seen that piece of crap?
Not great.
Did you see him fall down yesterday? He ran into Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
Looked like he got shot.
Yeah.
He's rolling around on the ground.
LeBron won a title and went to a Western Conference final.
Got swept in the Western Conference Finals and needed a pandemic, which I'm starting to believe they caused, in order for him to go down there and win a game, win a title with no road games, no fans.
Yeah. It's too harsh.
Sham.
It's too harsh
He's
for me to say.
In-season tournament champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it, Bill.
Put some respect on his name. Thank you. Good call,
that
Bill.
That actually, I think, does help my case.
Yeah,
once again.
Good call, Bill. But no. I should say Giannis's time with the Bucks is a success. He's a loser.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, LeBron. It's crazy that you don't call that a success, that he won a title with the Lakers. That's wild.
Because I don't recognize
that. Is Tatum's career a success? He's won one title in 8 years.
So far. He won a real title. He won a real title.
Did he play a bunch of injured teams?
Real title greater than...
Did he play a bunch of teams missing their best players?
A bunch of guys with COVID. Guys that had... They left the bubble for a second. They got suspended.
I like it. Let's play this game. Let's take away Tatum's title. Good.
Why would I take Tatum's title away? There were fans in the stands.
There were no players on the other teams.
They were vaccinated.
Yeah, but LeBron couldn't even beat bad players on other teams.
Good. That's right.
Yeah, good.
That's right.
Good. Let's take away Tatum's if we're taking away the Lakers one. Good.
All right. Point Keith.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music, gonna give it away.
Yep. Yeah, it does.
There it is.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Lost in the excitement of LeBron James losing in the first round of the playoffs once again, the Houston Rockets stayed alive, 131-116 over the Warriors, forcing a game six, which will be played tomorrow night. Even though I picked the Rockets in the first round in the series,
the Warriors are winning that series. Now, that was not a close game at all, not even as close as that score.
No, God, no. That was like a, we're not winning tonight, so we're done.
We'll just go
shut
back.
It down.
We'll just go back to Golden State and win.
In the NBA tonight, a couple of good game sixes, Pistons-Knicks. Obviously, the Celtics await the winner of this series. It could be the Knicks if they just win tonight, 7:30 game. And then at 10, you have Nuggets-Clippers with Denver up 3-2. So a couple of good series right here.
I picked the Clippers in that series. I kind of think they might be done, too. That buzzer beater in game four, I think, hurt them. And then, obviously, we should be locked in on the Knicks. We'll see if they wrap it up tonight.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
In the NHL playoffs, Jones, your guy Brad Marchand, two assists.
Nice.
As the Panthers eliminate the Lightning with a 6-3 win. They win that series in five games.
Good.
They dispatch of the Lightning.
Keep advancing.
Yeah, pretty good.
We like that for the Bruins and their draft pick, yes.
Our guy Curly in Boston, a.k.a.
Tony Marinaro.
Tony Marinaro sauce. Yeah. He's up there in Montreal. They're out. Canadians lose.
See ya. Should we call?
To the Capitals. Should we call?
Should we call as Curly in Boston?
Yeah, hey, yeah, it's yeah. Curly in Boston. Did you guys watch those games last night? What happened? What happened to that team?
It's Curly in Quebec.
Curly in Quebec.
Yeah.
So, the Canadians are out. Capitals move on. And Jim Montgomery's
Blues. I was
going
to say, get to that, would you?
Well, they trail now in the series. Yeah. 3-2. Winnipeg with a win there. They will play game 6 on Friday. In the NHL tonight, Linus Ullmark and the Senators are in action against Toronto. That is a game 6 with Toronto up 3-2.
Yeah, now that's a 3-2 series that I would be a little concerned for as a Toronto fan.
I was gonna say, if you're a Toronto fan, you have to be terrified, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I would just ask Razor, our good friend Andrew the Razor Raycroft.
What time is he joining
happy
us?
Happy early birthday to Razor.
No doubt.
I think it's Thursday at 11:30, I think is normally
when
it
should be.
Yeah, yep. It must have been 2 hours ago. Mm-hmm. I would ask him to keep the same energy if the Maple Leafs advance tonight that
he's
he had on Twitter
on
the other night.
For
yeah, he was.
Reason, huh?
Yeah, he really was, yes.
All right, Wild and Golden Knights. Bruce Cassidy is one win away from moving on to the next round. Excuse me. Stars Avalanche tonight at 9:30. And Kings Oilers at 10. So all game 6s here tonight.
I'm not going to make it to that one, I don't think. But Wiggy's very interested in that.
He's in on the Oilers,
he's Kings? All in on the Oilers, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got
the grab bag over here.
I can't take it back. Look where I'm at.
I don't get it. Celtics game 1 officially on Monday, so no matter what happens tonight in the Knicks-Pistons game, whether the Knicks win or lose, it doesn't matter. Game 1 at the TD Garden on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I had that wrong. I thought there was a chance if the Knicks wrapped up here tonight, that could start on Saturday. I was wrong. By the way, good text, speaking of Taylor Swift there. Jones and Keith, 4 simple words to set Bill free. I hate Taylor Swift.
You think if they said that, that would work?
If Bill said that, do you think Jordan's staying with him?
It's hard to say.
It's a good point by the text.
It's hard to say. Yeah.
Oh, I knew you were
grab bag.
When you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Grab bag.
According to Front Office Sports, the record $6.1 billion Celtics sale will be finalized within the next week.
Phew.
And the investment group led by Bill Chisholm has obtained enough money to cover the cost of the deal.
People thinking this was going to fall through. The NBA.
Steve Pagliuca?
The NBA wants it. Right. Pagliuca. But no, there were people in town who were like, oh, this might not happen. It could not happen. Like, the NBA wants it to happen. Wick wants it to happen.
Right.
Irv, most importantly, wants it to
sure
happen.
Does.
Like this was always going to happen. It was just about a matter of finding more capital, which they did.
All right.
If you smell what the
grab bag
is cooking.
Drew Holiday won the Sportsmanship Award.
All right. Now, can I just be consistent on this?
With the Lady Bing?
That is the Lady Bing. I didn't even know the NBA did this.
I think he's won it twice.
What?
I think. Did I read that wrong?
What do you think of that? You must hate this award, Keith.
I actually do hate this award. I've told the story on the air before, but my high school basketball coach once told me when we were at a sports banquet, the girls hockey team at our school won the sportsmanship award.
And he, sick brag,
yeah.
Bro.
And he leaned over to me and he goes, Richie, no team with you will ever win the sportsmanship award. And I took that as the greatest compliment I've ever received.
Thank you, coach.
I'm like, thank you, coach.
Love that.
No doubt.
But like, I don't know. This makes me think a little less of Drew Holiday.
I actually think he is like an underrated player, and he's just wildly respected.
But
people love him.
But good sportsmanship makes me think a little less.
I don't love sportsmanship.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's like are you too nice out there? Yeah. You seem like you're really roughing people up. But
it's
like
in Little League, it's the pros.
It makes me think. We can debate the degrees. Little less.
Yeah,
little less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Everyone wishes she was in the
bag. Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
For sure,
yes.
Yeah.
Not
looks, going anywhere.
Looks like it, yep.
Who is your
grab bag?
And what does it do?
Top NBA performers from last night. Let's take a look. Fred VanVleet, 26 points.
Well, maybe.
Luka Doncic?
Definitely not.
28-7-9. Moses Moody?
No.
25 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Amen Thompson, 25-6. Rudy Gobert.
This is how I would vote.
27 points, 24 rebounds, zero assists.
We do a lot of dumping on Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Especially come playoff time.
Yeah.
He is out there getting embarrassed a lot in the playoffs. It's arguably the best playoff game he's played. Let's give it to Gobert. Right.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody.
You imagine how long that could have gone on for?
An unplugged perk and plug it back
how
in.
That could have gone on for how long?
Days. Days. Just like left it. You're like, I think the CD's skipping again. You need to take that out.
I mean, that infinite amount of time
that could have gone on for. Best baseball performers, Kyle Stowers, 4-for-4 with two dongs yesterday.
Stowers power.
Teoscar Hernandez, who's having a great year, 3-for-5, an RBI, a run scored, and two steals. Aaron Judge, 3-for-3 with a home run, his 10th, 3 RBI. He's hitting .427.
I was literally just going to ask you that. His batting average is up to .427.
Aaron Judge is killing it. Leads the league in home runs and batting average.
Nice.
Old buddy Chris Sale. 7 innings, 2 runs allowed, 10 strikeouts.
7!
For the Atlanta Braves, although he lost the game.
Tough.
They lost 2-1 to the Rockies.
It's hard to win it that way.
Do you know what the Rockies are this year?
Oh, they can't be good.
They've played 30 games.
Uh-huh.
They just won last night. 5-25.
They're on pace to break the record the White Sox set last year.
And they beat Chris Sale 2-1. Yeah, they are.
I didn't realize their win total is that low. I did see
5-25.
Whoever it was had his first save last night. He hasn't had many save opportunities. I did see that though.
Not all his fault.
Yeah, no. Did I vote? I'm not sure I voted. I don't think I voted. So Judge lost. I wanted to give it to Judge.
Good sale.
I got to give it to Stowers.
Yeah, give it to Stowers.
Yeah, give it to Stowers. I mean, they
two homers.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Red Sox wrapping up their series with the Blue Jays. We have another former Blue Jay. That's the theme, at least for the early season. I don't know when I'm going to pivot off of this.
Yeah, by June in the fourth Blue Jays series, we may have to.
We have a gentleman who played for the Blue Jays. He played 11 seasons in the bigs for several teams.
Okay.
In addition to the Blue Jays,
yes,
played for the Snakes, Padres, Dodgers, Twins, White Sox.
Snakes, Padres, Dodgers, Twins, White Sox. Okay.
So yep. What is that? 6 teams in 11 years. Mm-hmm. Played. I was actually surprised by this. His most games played was with the Toronto Blue Jays. I was actually a little bit surprised by that. Second baseman.
I don't like where this is going. Keep
second
going.
Baseman.
Second, Orlando Hudson.
The Odo. Wow.
We got it.
Dude, Billy. 3-for-3. Billy is on fire.
Yeah.
Bill,
I thought he was Blue Jays fan.
Yeah, you're not sneaking any Blue Jays past Billy. That's what's going on.
I thought he was with the Snakes more than
Think of him as a Blue Jay for sure.
You do?
Yeah.
I loved him when they were the Blue Jays because they were in the Blue Jays. That's when they had like the gray hats.
Yeah, the old dog.
Simple things.
I like what they were wearing last night.
What if I told you? Oh, the Blues?
Those were nice.
Oh, yeah.
Get those in the next year's uniform bracket.
The 2-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glover.
Oh,
O-Dog was a player.
Oh, he was chucking around leather.
Yeah, O-Dog was a player. He ran into 4 double-digit home run seasons, too.
Not a steals guy.
I don't like that you're saying he ran into him, Keith. You're shortchanging the O-Dog there.
Like he ran into 4 gold gloves. He didn't run into
them. No, that he put the time in.
Yeah.
273 career hitter, 752 OPS, 2 all-star games.
Nice.
So he was never an all-star with Toronto. He was an all-star with Arizona and all-star with the Dodgers.
So I barely remember him in Arizona. I don't remember him with the Dodgers. I definitely think of him as a Blue Jay, but you think of him as a snake.
I think of him as a snake.
Which is interesting because you hate snakes.
I'm terrified of snakes.
Maybe that's why.
I have a crippling fear of snakes.
Somewhere. Get Keith on the couch and let's read into that. I don't know what that is.
What does that mean?
That's the random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And, of course, we were talking about the Jordan Hudson story from earlier today. And it was revealed in there that her mom is the proud owner of a sex toy shop down in Provincetown.
And
here in Massachusetts. And museum as well.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a no-brainer live show for us.
Yeah.
Given the opportunity to go down there and do the show. Have a few guests on.
Wienerama
won. Yeah, we owe those guys a one.
Sex shop and museum in Provincetown.
So we were kicking that around earlier today.
Her mother eventually moved to Provincetown on Cape Cod, where she manages a sex toy shop and museum.
or an idea.
Hang on. Does she own? She operates a museum or a sex toy museum?
Well, I would say a sex toy shop and a sex museum, well, which I have a pitch.
Okay.
Not to steal the roadshow idea.
You want them to advertise it? We're open to advertising here on WWE. Yeah, yeah.
Jones and Keefe live from the sex museum. Can we do a show from the sex museum? I think it'd be good. We could get them on as guests or whatever. I want to hear their. They can hear their side of the story. I'm open to that. We could turn into a full soap opera show if we have to.
Live from the sex toy shop and museum in Provincetown. Give me the Bulls music.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we could do. We run out.
I think that would work. People would go to that. They wouldn't? Want to go see some
Adam
stuff?
The Punisher Jones.
That's the name you landed on?
Hell, you know.
The Punisher?
Overcompensating.
Real opportunity for Nitro there.
Yeah, you should have been Nitro.
Adam Nitro Jones.
That's good.
Adam 7 Second Man Jones. Belichick broke up with his longtime girlfriend, Linda Holiday.
7 seconds or less. The NBA book. What, the Suns?
Jack McCallum.
Yeah, Jack McCallum.
Text line also suggested later in the show, Adam Pileated Woodpecker.
Pileated Woodpecker.
Those things are...
Well, Hart came in right away asking us about woodpeckers.
Yeah,
couldn't believe the woodpeckers were that big.
Came in hot on the woodpecker.
I've never seen a 2-foot woodpecker.
Well, you haven't lived.
And this was a Massachusetts story?
Yes.
So they're within our listening radius.
Yes.
There are,
they sure are.
Yeah, 2-foot woodpeckers.
Well, you got that straight.
Allegedly.
Yep. They're enormous. All over the East Coast.
Yeah. A shower.
It's a big
grower.
You also.
The big bird.
Magnum Dom.
All right. You also think that the pileated 100 woodpeckers would take out one gorilla.
Yeah, I've never seen one, but just the description of a 2-foot woodpecker and their ability to fly, they're killing the gorilla quickly.
You got
to
realize, as soon as the gorilla gets its mitts or mouth on one of these birds, dead. Instant death.
Big woodpecker.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. But instant death.
Yeah.
So
luckily, I got 99 more.
But also a woodpecker.
Woodpecker kills a human. 100 woodpeckers kill a human.
Yeah,
with you on that. Gorilla? You think they take out the gorilla?
Yes.
No way.
Because the gorilla's he's got no eyes within seconds.
Sorry.
Within seconds, he's flying blind. So he's no longer grabbing them.
Yeah, I didn't say there's no injuries,
blind.
But
he's
lives.
Not flying.
He doesn't need to fly.
That was a term.
And if the birds fly away, then they just kind of prolong the fight. It's not really like they've won.
Yeah, he's dead. He's toast.
He's
going to have so many holes in his body.
That's crazy.
You don't think the woodpecker can penetrate his skin?
No, I don't think so. I think it would take
some
Well, I don't know for sure. We need to sports science this thing.
Wood? They beat the hell out of houses, metal.
We need to get Frankus on this.
The power of a woodpecker?
No, because I think it would need a few goes at it. Because have you ever seen a woodpecker go to a tree? They don't instantly create this giant hole in a tree. It takes
a while. He pecks away.
But the gorilla can move around and grab him with
his hands. He's puncturing the back of his skull while he's worried about others.
He's also up this dead.
Dead. And the other one resumes on that same hole.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're overhyping the woodpecker or you're underhyping the gorilla.
I think I might be overhyping the woodpecker.
I think it's both.
I mean, I still don't really. I want to see a 2-foot woodpecker.
Stupid question.
Are you always sick?
Stupid question. Do they swoop and peck or do they got to land and?
Oh, I think that gives them their leverage. They latch on with their feet,
right.
And then boom, boom,
that's
boom,
a strike
boom,
against
they
them.
They can't. They're not. They're not a peregrine falcon. They can't dive bomb it in.
I don't know that to be true. If there was a kamikaze woodpecker,
no, there isn't.
He knows he's taking the fall for the rest of the crew, but he is just. You ever seen the cartoons? He's like a bullet, and that just.
Yeah, this isn't the cartoons though. This would be real life.
Yeah, it's real. Well, is it? We're talking about 100 woodpeckers fighting a gorilla.
Yeah.
Where exactly is this real life?
You ever see Congo? Gorillas were really messing stuff up
in that
movie.
I'm taking the
Yeah, you're very high on these woodpeckers.
Yeah, wow.
Interesting.
All right, beating up cars and mirrors.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, well, a car doesn't
stand a chance.
I'm with you on that.
Toyota Corolla. I don't think it's a gorilla.
Parked car.
Actually, the counter argument there is they're fighting their own reflection in the mirror. Their intelligence as
100 of the 100 are all just pecking each other. Right. The gorilla's what are these guys doing?
Yeah, he just stands there, let them kill each other.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, woodpeckers
just don't do it in April and June, and you're fine.
Oh, that's true.
It's the crossover with Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on a grilled brioche, served hot buttered or with just the right amount of mayo and celery. You gotta love the Nines. I know Curran's on the program today.
3:30, Tom Curran. We'll talk about Drake May, who was fashionably late or diva-ishly late.
Or they have a long practice, you think.
Yeah.
Okay, so why'd you schedule it for 11:45?
It's very strange.
And we've talked about this on WEEI Afternoons. I'm sure you guys have touched on it occasionally. There are little hints of, is this guy kind of a diva? Devenness to him, and this doesn't help that.
He sent Joe Milton packing, so yeah.
Yes, which he's looking forward to him getting his chance to
hopefully
be a backup.
Fingers crossed.
Why couldn't he be a backup
right
here? Yeah, you didn't have to sign Josh Dobbs.
Correct.
You actually had it. The owner said you had two quarterbacks, and you got rid of the would-be backup. So we'll get into that. We'll continue to monitor and discuss all things Bill Belichick and Jordan. I don't know about you guys. I don't have a $1.2 million mortgage. Do they just give those out willy-nilly to some cheerleader?
Probably not.
Don't you need, like, income and collateral and things of that nature?
Keith suggested the COO at Belichick Productions might be a high-paying.
It might be a really high-paying
gig.
Really high-paying.
Yeah. Right.
Also loved the little detail, like, shortly thereafter, she was showing up in her Porsche for cheerleading practice.
Cheerleading practice.
Okay.
Yeah, she still had homework and cheerleading practice and things, yes.
I think she's setting herself up for the rest of her life, and we all know that's only going to include Bill for a couple of years now. Even if they don't break up.
No.
I mean,
yeah, you know,
the timeline is the timeline.
No, she's winning. If somebody is winning all of this, she is winning.
She has all this real estate portfolio to fall back on, despite the quabbles of Steve's wife. That's also another layer of this that doesn't get enough. The active defensive coordinator at UNC, who's the coach in waiting at UNC, his wife is bitching about Bill's publicist.
And lover.
And
personal and professional.
Yeah. Personal also and professional. He said the fraud that is Charles Barkley. Like, oh, he's your good friend, so you might call him.
I might check
They've
in with him.
They've been dating 4 years. You haven't checked in with your good friend in 4 years to say you're worried about him? Seems dating like a 20-year-old cheerleader out of Bridgewater State?
Well, some of these new revelations.
Are weird. It's a weird friendship.
These new revelations make you a little weirded out.
Does Bill even have friends, or are they all just like Tony La Russa, Nick Saban, Charles Barkley? Who's his friend that would actually pick up the phone and save
Lombardi
him from this?
You know, Ernie?
No.
You know what my working theory was?
Lombardi.
Ernie?
This is Leach.
What about Ernie?
This is may just be me. I can't envision Ernie making that call.
Do you give Matt Patricia credit for avoiding all of this?
Yeah.
Because I feel like he probably could have had a job, and he's like, no.
Yeah. Well, Bill kind of threw him to the curb. I didn't love how that ended if I'm Matt Patricia.
True.
I'm with the freaking Eagles.
But then he was like doing the podcast and stuff with them for a little bit.
I need to make money.
But then he's like, I'll go to Ohio State. I'm not going to go to North Carolina.
So you think maybe he sensed.
Yes.
This is going in a bad direction. Yeah. This is not going to end well for anyone. Yep. So I've already had my issues. Ohio State, here I come.
Yep, that's what I think.
Okay, WEEI Afternoons, Hart, Fitzy, Ted. They'll talk to Tommy Curran at 3:30. Stay tuned for it here. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got the Friday 4-pack. We got a top 5 Friday for you and the week in review. That all comes your way tomorrow morning at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.